All right. This patient is King, K-I-N-G, last name. First name is Chandra, or Chanda, C-H-A-N-D-A. C-H-A-N-D-A. Let's see her story. Miss King is a 51-year-old woman on hospice with diagnosis of muscular dystrophy. Patient is total bedbound. She has severe weakness in her muscles, which keeps her from moving around. She has the only tendency to move her neck from time to time. She requires oxygen at all times. She has had numerous hospitalizations because of chronic aspiration and pneumonia, period. In the paragraph, she has a gastrostomy tube for feeding. She's bedbound, totally bedbound. Lives with her husband and her father. Her husband is her main caregiver. She suffers from protein, calorie, and malnutrition. She has issues with residuals, so she only fed one time a day. She has a KPS score of 40%. Has weight loss, lower extremity edema because of her because of protein, calorie, malnutrition, and the lack of protein, lack of circulating protein in her bloodstream, which causes edema in the interstitial tissue. Period. The patient requires fentanyl patch and morphine around the clock because her muscular dystrophy has left her in severe, debilitating, around the clock pain. Patient requires change in position every 2 hours by her husband. And requires medication for agitation as well. Patient is expected to do poorly, continues to lose strength, is only able to move her neck now about 20 to 30 degrees to each side, and has requested no further hospitalization. Since that's what kept her alive, is going to the hospital, getting IV antibiotics and intubation, but no longer she wants that, and she wants to die at home on hospice comfortably. Given her finding and her condition, patient is very much hospice appropriate, expected to do poorly and live less than 6 months on hospice. Thank you.